It was nice to highlight in this audience today the effort we've got going on around the state for broadband. We really, really do believe that leaning forward in that area can connect rural, urban, and all of us to the world. We think it's a real key for agriculture to move forward, to be able to direct market anywhere in the world, to be able to check prices, to be able to do rural health, literally to keep kids from moving off the farms and keep them in those small towns and small communities across the state. Pleased to have a broad support, a bipartisan support in doing that, and we look forward to a very aggressive application and over the next few years to make sure that the Internet Superhighway reaches all corners of the Show Me State. With that, I'll take any questions anybody may have.
Governor, the hot button issue seems to be right now a cap and trade. Can I get your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Missouri is a state that we need to be a net energy exporter in the state of Missouri. We do not want to get caught where some of the states on the coast have been having to import their power from other states. I think one of the reasons that we leaned forward the way we did with ethanol and biodiesel in Missouri is to continue that efforts in the state of Missouri. So at the local, at the state level, we're going to continue biofuels. We're also looking at algae. We're looking at wind turbine power in northwest Missouri. I'm very, very excited about the new rules and regulations that we're going to move forward on in the energy bill that was passed by the legislature this year that will allow us to make sure that conservation is part of the future of the state of Missouri on all of those. What Congress does, Congress does. I mean, my job is to it starts at the Missouri River and ends as we head to the mountains over there. We'll watch what they do, but Missouri needs to have coal, clean coal, the way they're doing it in many parts of the state and this country to provide the power in the short run. And we will make sure Missouri's interests are protected.
Have you conveyed those thoughts to Congressman Scanlon? He's a supporter of cap
and trade. We have talked briefly about that. I mean, I my focus has been on trying to make sure that we put together a state energy policy that delivers energy for the future of the state of Missouri. I think we're on our way to doing that. I think in the coming weeks you're going to see us announce some things that we want to do to make more energy efficiency, to continue to expand production, but I think also moving forward into that second year of finishing out our ethanol and biodiesel is also important. I have not had a chance to discuss any detail with any members of the congressional delegation on energy bill, but look forward as it frames up. I mean, they're on recess now. As it frames up into the fall, we'll look at it. And quite frankly, as governor of the state of Missouri, folks, there's enough to do in Jeff City without worrying about what they're doing in Washington that much. I'd like to. I'm not the lobbyist for the state. I'm the governor of the state, and the people here, thousands of people here, will have their chance to talk directly to those members of Congress, and we will respond accordingly to what they pass. Well, I mean, we've been kept relatively close. I mean, the House and the Senate are much different. I mean, in the versions of the measure that's out there, and plus they're on recess. I mean, members of Congress are continuing to take input from the citizens. The bottom line is we want to see them move forward. I mean, the status quo is not where we want to be. I moved forward last year, attempted to in the state legislature, where we were trying to go to up 35,000 working poor without a single penny from the state taxpayers' coffers. To do that, we were hopeful that that would pass. It didn't. We're continuing to look forward to lean forward in that area. I think that the one action that we don't want is inaction. No, I really do believe, I mean, as I've walked through this tent this morning, hearing the healthcare stories of individuals that have come up to me, there's real problems, real challenges out there. And while it's a rough and tumble moment on healthcare in the state of this country, and there's a lot of discourse and discussion, I hope that that is not mistaken for any sort of impromptu for inactivity. It's my hope that when they get back from recess, that the folks in Congress can move forward to expand healthcare options and to begin to bend that cost curve. I mean, we have that devilish double in Missouri of more people losing insurance and premiums going up at the same time. That must be turned. We've got to bend that cost curve, and we have to bend that uninsurance curve. We're hopeful that what they do in D.C. will help us once the legislative session starts next year to smartly, efficiently, and effectively expand health care options in Missouri.
Governor, I've been talking to many families about autism. It's a big topic, and I know the autism bill didn't get to this House floor. What's the future with that? Are there people actively working on it?
You know, we feel very strongly that the Missouri needs to have autism benefits available, that the science is there, that the technology is there, and that it makes a human difference. I've been very pleased that the bipartisan outpouring of support we've had since the legislative session was heartened by the comments of some who were, you know, in, it appeared on the fence on the issue last year. Was glad that the Speaker of the House indicated at one instance that he thought it might be the first bill out of the House. I think that we have clearly moved up the priority on this issue, and it's my hope and expectation that the interim committee takes this. But I think it's also important. We want the right autism bill. I mean, I this is not just about passing a bill with the word autism across the top and calling what we don't. I mean, the passing of Warren Hearns, a governor that stood as a titan when it came to mental health issues, is a constant reminder to all of us that this is not just about looking good. This is about doing good. And the bill has to be the right bill. And we're hopeful that the interim committee will present to the legislature that bill, and they will move as expeditiously during the session as they have been off session. I think it's something that Democrats and Republicans support. Obviously, we passed it in the Senate last year, 29-3, and it's our hope that the House will move quickly.
The incentive package that the state of Missouri got, some of the other states aren't spending this money as fast as it was supposed to be spent. Is the money that Missouri got for this incentive package, is it getting out to the projects, the road and bridge project?
I think we've been, first of all, very transparent about what we're doing. Secondly, to try to be conservative about how we spend money. We want to save and make sure that for next budget year we have the stabilization funds available so that we don't have to cut education and health care. I was very proud this morning in my comments to talk about the fact that even though we've had a challenging budget year with over $870 million fewer in general revenue, we're still able to push forward, not only fully fund the formula, but put more than $70 million more of new dollars in for education, to get a tuition freeze. All of those things were helped by the stabilization funds. Unlike other states that pushed those into their budgets all last year, our plan has been to feather those out over the 28 months it was designed to be. And I'm hopeful that when we get back to the legislature next year, we'll have enough that we can continue to not be like California, not be like Illinois, not be like Kansas, but instead be in a situation where we have a predictable budget and a predictable budget process.
The state was turned down for $131 million. I read that in the paper this morning. Can you comment on that? That was supposed to help out unemployment in the state, right?
We did get the extension of unemployment, and we did get the additional $25 a week. They did turn down what is called in the parlance what they call modernization. I was disappointed in that. I thought we made a good case for that. We worked with the legislative leaders to get a measure passed on the last day that we thought would qualify. I was disappointed that the Department of Labor turned down our application, but we'll move forward. We're moving forward on job training and many other things. Like I said before, I would not have asked the legislature for help if I didn't think it was passable. And I will have to tell you, I'm disappointed that the Labor Department did not grant our application.
That's good.
Well,
time for one more.
The skies have parted. It's a sunny day. Please, I advise ribs at the pork place, which were very, very good. Always the beef house is good. It's going to be a great fair. The other thing is to see our agriculture center over there, the community gardens that we think are going to greatly expand across the state, as well as the farmers market program. We're up to 158 farmers markets in Missouri. You can see a lot of their produce here. One of our goals is to have those in all reaches across the state of Missouri, so folks in cities and in counties and rural and urban all have the access to get Missouri products fresh on their tables at home. Some of those folks are here that are doing that and helping us expand. It was great to give out the farmers market of the year to Webb City the other day when we were back. But I would note to everyone that looking at that as a very, very positive thing for the connection of agriculture to the cities and the rural areas. Thank you all very much for being a state fair.
Thank you, Governor.